Northern Wisconsin's snow drought has been dramatic this year. The region's snowfall has been between 20 and 60 inches below average since November. The lack of snow has been devastating to the state's winter tourism industry, and this winter is on track to be Wisconsin's warmest ever recorded. As Danielle Kading reports, that's forced local businesses and outdoor enthusiasts to adapt.
As the sun shone overhead, blinding white snow blanketed the course at the start of the American Birkebeiner ski race. Temperatures hovered below freezing, and hundreds of skiers and spectators waited for the starting gun at the 50th anniversary of North America's largest cross-country ski race. But if it weren't for artificial snow, it's likely the race would have never happened. Organizers announced in early February that the Berkey would be held on a shorter course and on snow they made themselves.
Pretty amazing that we have no snow otherwise and they were able to still pull off this race.
That's 44-year-old Ann Nischke of Stevens Point. She cheered on elite skiers as they raced laps on a 10-kilometer course and cable. Nischke skied a shorter race the day before. She says even that was tough.
Well, like this year, I didn't train at all.
She switched to running to train for the race, and so did 18-year-old Laura Johnson of Madison. She was waiting to ski a shorter version of the Berkey. While she's glad the event took place, she says it wasn't the same this year.
Because it's not the full thing, and like, I really enjoy going into Hayward and finishing up in the middle of the street.
Some skiers say artificial snow made the course icy and difficult to navigate. Others say it created faster conditions and praised organizers for pulling off the race. But 64-year-old Rich Montana of Amory was just glad the event happened at all.
Thank God there's man-made snow.
About a 20-minute drive away in downtown Hayward, people are shopping at businesses like Riverbrook Bike and Ski.
Thank you.
Cindy Smith-Kaner co-owns the shop. She says the lack of snow means ski sales have been almost non-existent, and many businesses are saying revenues are down 75%.
We're just looking ahead. I don't want to dwell on that number. Just think to the future, and I think it makes you be more conservative and diversified.
Hotels, lodges, and restaurants have missed out on customers who usually come up to ski, snowmobile, and ice fish. That's according to Chris Ruckdashel with the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce. He says some businesses have reported losses of hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's prompted the chamber to promote the use of ATVs instead.
It's helped a lot. It just hasn't completely replaced what otherwise would have been.
Not all businesses say the warm winter is hurting their bottom line.
And then she's going to do a glass of Prosecco.
Caroline Gertis with Three Fly Sisters Taps and Wines says some people have been more willing to get out of their homes with the warmer weather.
You know, despite the no snow, we've been extremely busy. I think because we're not dependent on that snowmobile traffic and we're right in town, everyone's shopping and doing fun things.
At Myers Beach on Lake Superior, ice melts in the midday sun along the shoreline before giving way to open water. A decade ago, almost 150,000 people visited here to see the ice caves within the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore. The ice caves haven't been open to the public since 2015. This year, Neil Schrader of Washburn saw the massive ice formations from a kayak.
Big chunks of ice, some 30 feet long, and then little tiny icicles inside the caves and on things, and from the water splashing up against it. It was just a real beautiful, surreal kind of experience.
Schrader has paddled to the caves a couple times this winter, but he warned it's dangerous. An emergency room physician, he says people could die within seconds if they fall in the icy waters. While he enjoys winter paddling, he says the warmer weather has been kind of a bummer.
But, you know, you have to kind of adapt. Go running, go kayaking, do other things.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.